WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Now that Democrats have unified power in Virginia, they look ahead to a legislative agenda that includes gun control, environmental protection, and allowing cities to remove Confederate statues. For the first time, a woman may soon lead the House of Delegates. And the bad news for the GOP was particularly bad in Northern Virginia, where Republicans were removed from all their seats in Tuesday's election. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, November 7th. Now, the Democrats have unified power in Virginia. They're looking forward to their legislative agenda beginning next year. Governor Ralph Northam laid out his priorities at a cabinet meeting on Wednesday. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Governor Northam stepped into the cabinet meeting with a smile.
Hope everybody had a restful night, right?
He told his executive team he wants to make it easier to vote, pass gun control, reduce the cost of health care, and increase access to pre-K. Speaking to reporters after, Northam says he also wants Virginia to raise the minimum wage and ratify the Equal Rights Amendment.
That's something that never really made it to the floor for a vote. And I think it's one of those things that a lot of these pieces of legislation, if we get it to the floor and let people vote, then it will become law. And so Virginia will be next in line to pass the ERA.
The governor says he's willing to work with anyone who has good ideas, but make no mistake about it, Democrats are in charge.
The energy was and still is out there, and so Virginia is blue. I want everybody to know that.
The true test for how progressive this new agenda will be comes in January, when the first Democratic-led General Assembly in decades convenes in Richmond. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Following Democratic flips in both Virginia state houses, some advocacy groups are hopeful for new legislation.
The governor has an eager partner in the legislature.
That's Everytown for Gun Safety President John Feinblatt lauding what he calls a gun reform majority in a conference call on Wednesday. The League of Conservation Voters, an environmental advocacy group, calls it a conservation majority. Both groups say the new Democratic majorities create a real pathway for the reforms that they are advocating, which have previously been stymied by Republicans. In its 400-year history, Virginia's House of Delegates has never been led by a woman. There's a good chance that might change soon. Two women are among the contenders for the powerful role of House Speaker. And now that House Democrats have a clear majority, they will elect a new leader on Saturday. Ben Pavia from VPM News has more.
House Minority Leader Eileen Fillercorn took charge of House Democrats less than a year ago. Now the Fairfax County attorney is gunning to be Speaker, the first woman to take the job. She says an effective Speaker brings people together, fundraises, and charts political strategy.
Clearly, I have achieved all those goals. We had a very successful campaign season.
One of her challengers is Delegate LaCharisse Aird of Petersburg.
Virginians want a more reflective leadership. And that includes Black women, which have been missing from the equation in Virginia forever.
Another member of the Black Caucus, Delegate Luke Torian of Prince William County, is vying for the speakership based on his experience serving on six different committees. And the caucus's longest-serving member, Delegate Ken Plum of Reston, says he's best equipped to make the House more efficient at passing key bills. Ben Pavier, WMRA News, Richmond.
Finally today, Tuesday's Democratic sweep also removed Republicans from all seats in Northern Virginia. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Fairfax County has the largest delegation in the General Assembly, and it's been a bipartisan delegation until now. Voters unseated the last remaining Republican in the county and flipped a Republican-controlled Senate seat in Loudoun County. That means Democrats will have unrivaled influence across Northern Virginia. The state Senate is about to be led by Fairfax Senator Dick Saslaw, the longest-serving senator in the chamber. He was first elected in 1979.
Thomas Jefferson told me there'd be days like this if I hung around long enough.
Fairfax County is also home to House Democratic leader Eileen Fillercorn, who's trying to become Speaker of the House, although she'll face some competition for that spot. Caucus Chairwoman Charnell Herring is from neighboring Alexandria, and she's running for majority leader. She says Republicans simply lost touch with their constituents in Northern Virginia.
Guns, it is the years of trying to make it harder to vote. It is restrictions on women's health care and their privacy to reproductive health care.
Although Republicans have no remaining members of the General Assembly from Northern Virginia, the GOP still holds Board of Supervisors seats in Fairfax, Prince William, and Loudoun counties. Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Thursday.